Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, this is Parshvika. We're going to talk about another website as an alternative to Etsy where you can sell your digital products. Now, this website is not just for selling digital products. If you are an artist, you're a creative person, you create art, then this website is also for you. You can sell the art as well. You can sell the digital product as well. Very well, grab the digital product bundle planner that will going to help you make more digital products or start making digital products and selling them. It's a PDF download. You can download it and you can fill it out. It will going to help you. Let's talk about this website. Without further ado, this website is artstation.com. So on the homepage, you're going to see all related to art and you're going to think, oh, whether I can sell the digital products or not. But you can sell the digital products. But if you are an artist or a creative person who create art designs or anything related to that, then this website is also for you because you can create art. It's kind of like a social media platform for art, for also selling and for also uploading and creating your portfolio. So on the homepage, you're going to see all about the art. You can check about the channels and different avenues. But if you're just looking for selling the digital products, skip all that part. If you're not interested in the art point of view, just go over to the option shop. You're going to see the marketplace and the prints. So if you are interested in creating the prints and you want to also sell it as a print on demand, like a print on demand marketplace or something, then you can also create your designs and you place your designs or art on these particular prints. And that would work as a like a print on demand. They're going to print the product on that particular paper canvas and then we're going to ship it to your customer and you're going to receive the commission. Of course, you can check the base price and you can increase or decrease your profit, and depending on that, your commission will going to vary. They're going to take a fixed cut because they are making the product and shipping into the customer and all that stuff. But we're going to take a look at the marketplace. If you are interested in the prints, then you could very well sell the physical print on demand products. But if you're interested in the digital products for that we are talking over here, then you go over to the option, the marketplace. You're going to see the option digital products, digital bundles, or browse all. Now, they have the different sections over here, the tutorials, game assets, resources, brushes, artworks, books, and comics, 3D bottles, bitmash, 3D game assets, Photoshop, digital art, concept art, modeling. Like, they have so many different kinds of the things that you can sell as a digital product. You can check these individual categories and you can take a look at what kind of people are selling on this platform, what actually sells. Usually it's actually more specifically catering to the artists or creative people, but you can sell the other digital product as well, like the tutorials and digital bundles as well, game assets as well. If you're into the game, you can also sell the characters, textures, animations. There is so much more, guys. Make sure to check out this website if you're interested in selling the digital products. You can check who are selling on this platform, how many sales they bring in, what are the different license criteria, because they do have the different license criteria. So depending on that, the things will going to vary. Like if I click over to the one particular product, I see that they have the personal license, commercial license, studio license. Obviously, the personal license is a cheap one and commercial license and studio license is a little bit more in price. But you can sell these products and you can check it out. But if you want to start your shop, the thing that you could do is go to the section over the learn. You can do the learning challenges or find a school. You can also explore. You can take a look at the gallery, blogs, and magazine. You can click over to the more and you can go over to the company, about Art Station. If I go over to the about Art Station to know more about this particular platform, then you got to take a look at that, or you can also take a look at the company, where it's belong, when it's founded, all those entire detail, because sometimes it's really important to know what this platform is about, where it's based, is it allowed to upload your work or not. Now, I want to tell you guys, it's free to sell on this platform. Obviously, they're going to take their cut, but you don't need to get an approval. Also, you don't need to pay 20 cents listing fees as you pay on the Etsy. So that's the biggest advantage. You are only They're only going to take their cut when you bring in the sales. If you're not making any money, they're not going to make any money. So you don't need to pay anything from your pocket like you pay on the Etsy. If you don't bring in the sale, you still need to pay 20 cents listing fees, which renew after 4 months. So that's kind of like a side effect of the Etsy. I'm not saying Etsy is bad. It's just I'm comparing that these two platforms out there. Obviously, there are so many people who sell the Etsy and they make good money. But on ArtStation, you don't need to get an approval. You don't need to pay. And not many people know about it. You can actually check more about their website. You can also have your own website, custom domain name. You can sell the digital goods, sell the prints as well. You can very well check about the digital goods. Like with just a few clicks, you can upload your digital products, model, brushes, tutorials, reference pack, assets, and more. Your product is promoted via the ArtStation community and is also available to buy directly via your website. Keep up to 95% of the revenue. So they have the different plans, guys. They have the free plan and the premium plan. If you go with the premium plan, okay, then you are actually keeping up 95% of the revenue. But you don't need to go with the premium plan in the beginning. You can start using the free plan. You can upload your work, start selling digital products, and if you want to make money and you want to make more profit, then you can go with the premium plan. Otherwise, you can stick with the free plan and you don't have to go with the premium plan. It's just a choice. If you want to check it out, you can very well check it out. If I go over to check about the more features, you can click over to that, check out the selling features. And you can know more about what the different selling features they have, different kinds of the... There is no base fees. Listing your products on ArtStation is free. No matter how many sales you make, you will never be charged just a fee for listing your products. That's what I'm saying. Listing the product is free. Your audience is already here. It's a marketplace. You can also join the affiliate program. You can also create your own coupons. You can build in the e-commerce. You can check out the prints. You can also sell the prints if you're actually a creative person. You can create the prints like a print on demand, and it's easy to set up, hassle-free. You can check out the earning on the prints. You can increase your prices, and the more markup, obviously, you're going to pay more. Now, how are you going to get paid? You're going to get paid like that. ArtStation does direct-to-bank payouts to over 220-plus countries worldwide. Select from a rolling weekly or monthly payout. So they're going to directly pay you in your bank account. You can check your country fell in this 220 plus country list or not. It's like a monthly or weekly. You can very well select according to that. Now let's talk about their plans, okay? There is a free plan. Go with the free plan. Showcase your portfolio, sell digital products. In the free plan, you're going to keep 70% of each sale of your digital products. Sell ArtStation prints, unlimited access to ArtStation Learning, basic free website, connect with job opportunities, you also get the jobs. Participate in Epic Art Challenges. Now, they do have the pro plans, premium plan, which you need to pay. The two plans are there. One is the plus plan, $6.99 per month. Another one is pro plan, $9.95 per month. If you're going with the pro plan, $9.95 per month, then you're keeping 80 to 95% of the e-sales of your digital products. That's about the pro plan and a little bit more features they are having, like a blogging and custom domain and all that stuff. But you can start selling via the free plan. You don't need to go with the paid plan, guys, okay? Unless you want to have more profit, 80 to 95% if you're bringing in sales, or you want to have a custom domain or blogging features or more features, don't go with the paid plan. Go with the free plan. Listing your product is completely free. You don't need to get an approval, nothing. Just start your, and you start selling right now. Enter your email address and password and create your shop and start selling digital products on this website.
See you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye, guys.